I love you. Silence. Then she said to me, and I'll never forget these golden words, thanks? We eventually got married. Suave, no? To this day, she'd love more eye contact, I know. I try really hard. I don't know why it's such a struggle. I wish it weren't, but she loves me, and what a relief that is. She thinks I'm handsome, too, even if my default look is inappropriately intense. And here's another complication, just to make things fun. I was also born with a neurological condition called nystagmus, which causes my eyes to move rapidly back and forth. In order for me to see straight, I have to move my head to compensate for the eye movement. So I'm constantly, even as I'm talking to you, shaking my head no. The combination of an intense, brooding look, lack of eye contact, and head shaking is not a prescription for easy friend-making. While I'm minding my own business, people around me think I'm disapproving of them. Even when I'm perfectly happy, thinking about outer space or baby robots or something awesome, people think I'm up to no good, angry, or judging them. Regularly, I have strangers suddenly snap me out of a daydream with, "Well, what's the matter with you?" And this is why I work in radio. I can't be seen. I get to talk, I get to express ideas, but without the concern of the stressful rules and cadence of small talk or offending people with my very countenance. I don't have to worry about misreading the body language of the people around me. Listeners keep asking, "When are you guys getting a webcam for your studio?" The answer to that is never. Radio is sweet solace. Same thing goes for writing a book like this. You won't misread my body language and think, "Man, this guy is messed up." Instead, you'll be able to consider my ideas, carefully process them, consider them on their merits, and then think, "Man, this guy is messed up." So it's much cleaner this way. Now, many people think that those with Asperger's, which is also often associated with high intelligence, will be less likely to be inclined toward faith. That may be largely true, I don't know. But for me, I believe we have distinct advantages when it comes to seeing how refreshing Jesus is. Later, I'm going to unpack my reasoning why, despite my intense skepticism, I'm still a believer in Jesus. But here are just a few of the wonderful things someone like me finds in being a Jesus follower. Number one, in the Bible, Christians are described as aliens and strangers. We have zero problem relating to that. Aspies feel like we're on the wrong planet to start with. We study neurotypicals, but we do not understand them. There's less temptation to mindlessly assimilate to the larger culture when you realize it makes no sense. Number two, Jesus has little patience for human hierarchies. I've noticed many on the autism spectrum don't understand why some people are considered more important than others, or, for example, why we should kiss up to superiors in the workplace. This can make things difficult in job situations, but I positively love what Jesus said in Matthew 23, right in front of everybody. Those Pharisees and teachers of the law love to have the most important seats at feasts and in the synagogues. They love people to greet them with respect in the marketplaces, and they love to have people call them teacher. But you must not be called teacher, because you have only one teacher, and you are all brothers and sisters together. And don't call any person on earth father, because you have one father who is in heaven. And you should not be called master, because you have only one master, the Christ. Whoever is your servant is the greatest among you. Whoever makes himself great will be made humble. Whoever makes himself humble will be made great. Verses 6 through 12. Hero. And he's so clear about this. There are no big shots. Anyone who thinks he's a big shot is about to get humbled. You may have noticed that humans love to celebrate the same people over and over, but Jesus flips our culture upside down. Oh, you're a religious talent who used God to guilt people out of their last dollar so you could buy a Lexus? Brace yourself. Number three, Jesus values the underdog. The upside-down nature of the kingdom is not a one-off thing for him. He keeps talking about it. The humble are going to be lifted up. The people who are beaten down are going to be shown sweet mercy. In a culture that regarded everyone from women, Samaritans, and lepers to public moral failures and children as being less than fully valuable, Jesus went out of his way to elevate everyone from women, Samaritans, and lepers to public moral failures and children. He was drawn to the broken and marginalized. About three-quarters of his miracles recorded in the Bible, healings. At the end of his life,